Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do not be afraid, little flock. Jesus said to his followers, "Do not be afraid, because God wants to give you the kingdom." The disciples had some reason to be afraid, living in an occupied territory, following a homeless preacher who never shied from offending religious or civil authorities. They didn't even understand yet that Jesus was leading them to a cross. But they knew that Jesus was offering them a new way to live, a new way to be in relationship with God. And so they were willing to risk everything, to give everything to follow Jesus. Jesus told them that God wants to give God's own kingdom, the basileia of God. Now, when we think of kingdom, we usually think of a place, right? A physical place with borders. But the basileia of God is not a place. Basileia is the reign, the rule of God. And so this basileia of God is a state of living under God's reign. The reign of God is wherever justice and love, peace and mercy rule, and God's presence is seen and celebrated. God wants to give the gift of living fully in the presence of God. The psalmist describes what it means to live in God's reign when he says, "Our souls wait for the Lord, who is our help and shield. Our hearts are glad in God because we trust God's holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." Do not be afraid. Those are the words that have resonated with me all through this week. There is much to fear in this world. And to be honest, friends, what is happening this week, this month, this year, is breaking my heart. Over 30 people killed in violence in the Gaza Strip. Hearing over and over again in the news about Alex Jones, who made millions of dollars based on lies, including mocking the grief of parents who have lost a son in a school shooting. He was held accountable, but the ugliness and lies that he and people like him have set in motion continues in our nation. So yesterday morning, I had a sermon all complete, and I will tell you, it has been quite a week here at All Saints. I came back from camp to prepare for Martha to move to a new job on Monday, and a lot happening in pastoral care. And so yesterday morning, I looked up an old sermon that I preached 15 years ago in Santa Fe, and I reworked it. And I said, for one thing, wow, I've gotten better preaching in 15 years. Did I preach that? But I reworked it. Last night, I went to the United game, and I dropped my dad off at his house. And I was still sitting in his driveway when I got a text from Kurt Rager. Kurt is not with us because he is on his way to Rainbow Trail. But he wanted to make sure that I had seen the story that a fourth Muslim man has been killed here in Albuquerque in what appears to be a series of targeted killings of Muslim immigrants. He was shot in the parking lot of Lutheran Family Services, where he had been assisting with a group that helped other immigrants to this country. And my heart just broke. And I knew that I couldn't stand up here today with my prepared sermon about giving alms and security in God and not talk about this fear for my city and my country and my world, which goes so much deeper. And so, what now? This morning, I try to listen to Jesus saying, "Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Go out to give alms, to give of yourself and your resources to make this world a better place right where you are. Put your trust not in those stories in the news, but in God and God's love for you and all the world. God wants to give us God's own kingdom. God wants us to live in that place where justice and love and peace and mercy rule. And we can start to make that happen where we are. We start to live that in our own lives. And I fall back on the Psalms, the prayer book of the Bible. Today's Psalms and all the Psalms which offer us refuge in God. Listen to these beautiful words again. Our souls wait for the Lord, who is our help and shield. Our hearts are glad in God because we trust God's holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. God's faithfulness and love endure forever, no matter what is happening in our lives and in our world. And God's promises are sure. And so I offer today this psalm in music and image, in a video from the work of the people. May it offer you healing and hope as it has done for me.
We build our house on you. We place our trust in you. Our hope is found in you alone. We build our house. Darkness takes our side, and straining has made us blind. Our hope is found in you alone, when darkness takes our side. When rulers rule by fear, your rule of love will still be here. Our hope is found in you alone, when rulers rule by fear. If justice doesn't come in this life under the sun, our hope is found in you alone, if justice doesn't. Justice come, justice come, roll on down the hills, come on, roll on through the prairies deep, roll on o'er the mountains deep, roll on through the deepest seas. Justice come. Our trust in you, our hope is found in you.